Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Leaf Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about mutual responsibility. Mutual responsibility is a concept that we're familiar with since we were children. I remember in the army, we were all responsible for each other, and there was this saying, either you support each other or you'll hang beside each other. So mutual responsibility is something that we're familiar with, and today it's taking on new characteristics all over the world, and we'd like to take a look at it in light of the global turmoil that we're facing. Be with us, Nitza, please. Yeah. The coronavirus gave us human beings an opportunity to learn something about life in a global reality on the one hand, and on the other hand, it also shows us the power of the individual. Even though that the world looks so big and so on, and what is an individual inside this big picture? But suddenly we discover that a small individual could be the carrier of such a virus and so on, and that specifically now every individual has to be responsible, has to even be in a kind of mutual guarantee toward others in order not to infect others. So on the one hand, we see the big, broad, global world that we've built and how powerful it is. And on the other hand, the small individual, I don't know, some merchant in the Chinese market, who knows who and what he is, but he can actually be the one to make such dramatic changes. And so we'd like to first of all understand, what is the power, the force of an individual in this global reality? There is this law in the wisdom of Kabbalah that's very simple, comprehensive, and well-known, that's called the general and the particular are equal. The collective is just a collection of individuals, and therefore the collective depends on each and every individual. And you can't extract one small individual out of the collective in order not to break it. And even if you destroy the tiniest part in the collective, it'll no longer be the collective, the general. It's now flawed and deficient of that part that was extracted from it. So we look at that little particle. What is that? A tiny, corrupted virus. But really, it's showing us the corruption that we made in the entire larger system, on the biological level, which is the highest level of nature. Above that, there are only the thoughts and intentions of people. And that's the problem, on the one hand. On the other hand, we have to understand that everything starts from the head, as it says. And therefore, if there is some kind of corruption in the biological system, it comes from the system of thoughts and desires, which is higher than the biological level. And therefore, we have to understand what's wrong with our relationships, with man's relation towards himself, towards others, towards mankind in general, that we're creating these biological distortions, deviations, like this virus. Probably there is a problem in the relationships between us, that they're not integral, that we have already broken all the laws of the integral nature, not allowing it to function correctly, and therefore the entire shattering that we bring to the whole of nature, in which everything has to be interconnected and in balance. And probably we corrupted things so badly there that it's revealed now in this viral way that really hurts everyone. And it really does hurt everyone because we live in an integral world. So it could be someone from China that grows watermelons or something, and someone else from Hong Kong that's selling securities, and it could be someone in the United States, in South America, anywhere. Doesn't matter where, because we're a general interconnected system. If we look at the individuals in the general interconnected system, where is the individual more powerful, when the system was less connected or where it's more connected? No, in the past we lived and were dependent only on small areas because the world wasn't global. Today it's really global and integral in a way that even if I live in some village in China, what do I care about the rest of the world? What I care about is to sell what I have and to make the few pennies that I make and feed myself and my family. But it's impossible. It's impossible. Because in the interconnected chain of all the parts that live off each other, we're all interconnected. All of us. And so that Chinese person, for example, that heard what came from his village, what can he say? He doesn't understand. He doesn't feel it. But that's the explanation, that all of us are interconnected and that probably even on his level, he created this corruption. We as human beings, we aspire to better and better understand the place that we're living in. We're living in a world that turns out that we don't understand the laws that operate it, and therefore we're getting these different states that are really bringing us to collapse and very severe crises, the implications of which we don't even understand yet. So let's try and understand this from the perspective of the individual, because always there is this feeling that, yeah, the world's big, there are governments that are running it and so on, and suddenly we see that the reins can really be in the hands of the simplest person. Not even a person, but a tiny harmful particle. Would it have had emotions and an intellect and the desire for power? It would have raised itself to the very top, doing what it feels like. What governments? What can governments do nowadays? They just carry out the orders of nature. We see what governments are now, with all of their pompousness, where everyone's really so full of themselves. They have nothing. There's no one. Look what's happening with Iran, Russia, the United States. They're all tiny. And what's happening with China? What is that law that is being revealed now that all people have to understand, internalize, in order to understand how to continue and come out of this crisis into a better state? The law is very simple. We're all a system called Adam, in Hebrew, literally meaning man, a system that is one and integral, that all of its parts are all interdependent, without exception. It's something that we can't digest, but this is how it is. So if this is the system that we exist in, and the system is becoming ever more revealed between us, forcing us, then let's study this system, learn it, and see how can we suit it. Otherwise, things are going to be really grim. Otherwise, these kinds of viruses are going to be revealed each and every day, and many of them. The system says that we have to be interconnected in good and nice relations. But we also have to learn what does good mean. Because by nature, in our ego, we don't know what good is. Good means that we study the entire system, and each of us and all of us together act in order to keep the system integral. And that's it. Just that. Meaning that I have to care for myself and for others to the same extent, to the measure that we're all interconnected. We have to be in a relationship of mutual responsibility, a global mutual responsibility. That's above all of its parts, all the remoteness between us, above everyone maybe having some personal goal of their own or something. That's impossible. The mutual responsibility, the connection between us, has to be above everything. And it has to determine all the particular connections between all of us. So mutual responsibility is actually the law of nature, a divine law, an upper law, the law of the upper nature. So it's not some kind of a moral law or something that pertains to one or another nation. No. It's the law of nature, and it's the only one that exists. And all the rest of the laws and kinds of behavior stem from it. So the law of mutual responsibility is becoming revealed all around the world. What can we learn from that? Very nice. Now nature is coming to teach us who we are, how opposite to it we are, and maybe we'll learn what we have to do in order to really be an integral part of nature. And actually, we're the ones that will be able to keep this law of mutual responsibility, and by doing so, to direct all of nature toward balance, reaching a complete future balance. It's really heaven if all the forces of nature will be in balance with one another. The matter of the mutual, global mutual responsibility, as you called it, this is actually a law that stems as a result of all the parts being interconnected in a single system. Yeah. So what does this law obligate me to as an individual? To know how you're supposed to relate to the entire system in order to bring it to balance, the whole and complete interconnection between all of its parts. And here, you suddenly discover that you're facing a problem that you simply can't digest. All the more, it's something that you can't keep. And all the more to commit as a single part of the system. If it's an integral system, and I'm not keeping what I'm supposed to, then the entire system will be out of balance, and I'll be to blame. And then both I and the entire system will feel how much my flaws the wholeness and completeness of the entire system, meaning that every individual is equal to the entire collective. It's terrible. It's frightening. But what can you do? Because as if every person is responsible for the entire world. And therefore it says about this, sit and do nothing, better. I think that this is what just happened. People were told, sit in quarantine, do nothing. Don't go, don't come. Better to stop everyone. And what do you have to do? Learn. We have to learn that we're in a system and that this system is global and integral. What is its law called mutual guarantee, mutual interdependence? How do we turn this interdependence from a forced one to a desired one? Not that nature forced us to be this way, but that we ourselves start discovering how preferable this mutual interdependence really is, and it's really good that this is how we are and that we can keep this kind of connection, relations between us. And it's really heaven on earth that we can connect this way between us and create these kinds of wholeness and perfection. And then we'll feel the wholeness of nature. We'll feel all the parts of nature, starting from the most distant stars and up to forms that we're not even discovering now. We can be the most exalted parts that cause wholeness and perfection. So it looks like the first stage is that we went into quarantine. First stage, don't do anything. Sit and do nothing. It says so in the wisdom of Kabbalah from thousands of years ago. So if I would have had to explain the stages of coming out of the crisis, so along with all that the Ministry of Health recommends, let's build stages of how to come out of the crisis to a better state. First, quarantine. What then? Or maybe what do we do in the quarantine? Do nothing besides studying. This is the problem of mankind, that it starts doing something before it understands what it's doing. So what do we do while we're in quarantine? We have to understand the world that we live in. Who are we? And what is the system of nature that we live in? And how we depend on the system of nature? And what do we cause to the system of nature? Mutually. And how do our relationships influence the general system of nature, the still vegetative animate and people, and how nature correspondingly responds to us, to our actions? And from that we start learning, how can we build a nice home for everyone? And it's not a simple home, but it's eternal, whole, complete, above our biological level, on a higher level. Through our connection, we rise to a system which is infinite and unlimited by time. We start living in a world where there's no death, where there are no limitations, that simply our perception and existence is boundless. And now we're given the opportunity to reach this. So, to try and summarize for things to be clear, because we're going through something so essential that if we'll understand what do we have to do step by step, we'll be able to get the best out of this situation. So first of all, learn that. The general system of nature and our role in it. And as a result, how can we get organized between us in order to start connecting to the general system? Because each of us is an egoist, the opposite of nature. How do we have to suit ourselves to the system of nature, which is entirely integral, that exists according to the law of mutual responsibility, connection, love, completion? And I'm the opposite. So here comes the wisdom of Kabbalah and says, you have to connect with the other egoists in such a system where you build the connection between you in compatibility with the integral system of nature. And this is called a 10. 10 people that are connected together, that are trying to build a relationship between them that's similar to the system of nature. So what I understand is that today the egoistic, my egoistic desire always tries to turn the entire world my way. I think that this will soon end with this blow. So this is exactly that. I think that there's a perceptional revolution that the world's going through, from that I can't use the entire world to my own benefit, but I have to see how can I benefit the entire system. And in order to do that, I really have to understand the laws of the integral world, to understand How do we connect with one another in order to suit ourselves to the system of laws of nature? Then you said that you do it in small groups of 10. We build our compatibility to nature. So, 10 people, these 10 people, they're like a small laboratory where we as if develop an antivirus. And how do these 10 people do it? They agree to act between them according to the same laws that exist and the whole and complete nature, which is being integral, global, mutually influencing each other, where each makes himself the smallest, making everyone greater than himself, meaning that their relations will exist above the particular individual ego of each of them. And this is actually the remedy for mankind, yeah, for this virus or other things too, at least in relation to this group. And this way, more and more such groups, until this way, will vaccinate everyone, meaning will bring everyone to function in accordance with the healthy nature. And functioning this way is that all the particular parts in the global integral system keep this kind of connection called global mutual responsibility. Okay, so suppose there is an individual and he's connected to the entire system. Suppose he developed his awareness, consciousness, he learned all of these things that you talked about now. How does he relate to the rest of the parts of the system according to the law of mutual responsibility? He does it toward his small group. What changed about him? Is he like an upgraded human being? Yes. How? By accepting the desire of those 10 as his own, and by caring for them more than he cares for himself. But it's opposed to human nature. True, but this is how he learns. He learns that this is what he wants to do. And then, in parallel to that, he gets support from the integral force of nature that turns him into an integral part of nature. So what does the global law of mutual responsibility say to an individual? It says that you have to be connected, even though that you're an egoist. You have to be connected to the entire system in a way that is above your own ego. That's called faith above reason in the wisdom of Kabbalah. There is a saying that says that man's nature is evil from the very start, that everyone's an egoist, no matter how you turn them. Nature made man an egoist, no matter how you put it. Now, the state of the global mutual responsibility, it's like evolution is taking us, wanting to turn us into new upgraded people or what? The integral global nature wants to show us that it's waiting to make us its inseparable parts. Nature is like saying, I am willing to absorb you now as integral parts inside myself, even though that I created each and every part, each and every one of you, as an unintegral part that only wants to control others. Yeah. So why is it made this way? So that we will see the states between the minus and the plus, and this is how the light excels from the darkness. This way we can feel the whole and complete integral state in a way that we know it, understand it, want to keep it. Otherwise, were we born in it, we wouldn't understand where we are at all. By profession, I'm a programmer, and nature programmed us in a certain way, and now it brought us to this edge where the program, the software that it instilled in us stopped functioning. And we ourselves are demanded to understand that this program according to which nature created us, where everyone thinks only about themselves, it no longer works, because the world became so interconnected, so interdependent, that no matter what you do, it harms the system and comes right back at you. So the program doesn't work anymore. What now? I don't know what to do. It forces you to reach a state where you are willing to connect with others in order to keep the integral law of nature. For this, I have to download a new software. You'll get it. Where do I download this more advanced software from, where there's mutual responsibility, integrality, and so on? You'll find it. You'll find the way that nature is really directing you toward those places where you can find the solution. This mutual responsibility global software or program, it exists in nature, and I simply haven't found it yet. It is the only thing that exists. Where? Everything besides you. Meaning that you, in your corrupted mind and heart, can't understand. Can you define what corrupted means? Egoistic. This is how you see everything, because of your own flaws. So this means corrupted mind and heart? Yeah, and this is how you see the world, that it's all corrupted. But once you start correcting yourself, that you want to become an integral part of nature, then you look at things and you say, oh, I don't think that this is how it is. I didn't see it this way. But now I understand that this is how it always was, only I didn't see it. So what does the global law of mutual responsibility say? That we're all a part of one system, and we have to feel ourselves as a mechanism in which we're all interdependent. Where everything's whole, perfect, complete, and eternal. That life's simply wonderful and you don't need anything else. So at the end of this process, do you see something positive coming from this crisis? I see that this is how it is and that it's nearing. Good luck to all of us. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.